We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Hey, Coach, appreciate the time here. Kind of in the reaction to last night's game, a lot of fans wanted to see Josh Allen have the opportunity to touch the ball in overtime. Going back to 2019, you all obviously made a proposal. I'm curious, what were you aiming to change with the overtime rules in that proposal?
I don't know, but I'm glad we didn't change as of last night. But, you know, I had a chance to talk with Sean afterwards, and, you know, that's, I'm sure, something that they're going to look at again, too. And I wouldn't be opposed to it. I just, that's a hard thing. I mean, one team, it was great for us last night, but is it great for the game, which is the most important thing that we should all be looking out for. So, you know, it probably, you know, to make things equal, it probably needs to be able to hit both offenses, both defenses. So
it was Andy Reid following their incredible 42-36 overtime win in one of the greatest NFL playoff games of all time. You know, following the 2018 season, on January 20th, 2019, they lost to New England in the AFC title game, 37-31 in overtime, when Tom Brady drove the Patriots on the opening drive of overtime to a touchdown and a win, knocking the Chiefs out. And the reference to the Chiefs proposing a rule after that season, the rule that they proposed, which was not adopted, but the Chiefs put forth a rule following that season where they would they wanted to amend the overtime rule to, one, allow both teams the opportunity to possess the ball at least once in overtime, even if the first team to possess the ball in overtime scores a touchdown. Two, they wanted to eliminate overtime for the preseason, which, by the way, I am totally in favor of. Who wouldn't be in favor of that? And three, they wanted to eliminate the overtime coin toss so that the winner of the initial coin toss to begin the game would actually be able to choose whether or not to kick or receive or which goal to defend. The thinking there, if you were to say whoever won the initial coin toss to start the game would also be the de facto winner of the coin toss, of a non-coin toss in overtime, is that that might play into some of your late game strategy if you're the team that didn't win the coin toss or if you were the team that did win the coin toss. But in fact, you would know. I don't necessarily like that at all. You know, there's a lot of stuff's been put out there in the last 24 hours. Lewis Riddick, you know, from ESPN, wrote of the 163 overtime games under this rule that we currently have, that's regular season and playoffs. Only 35 of the 163 were decided by touchdowns on the first possession of overtime. That's 21.5%. And he puts four exclamation points after writing 21.5%. He said, "Don't tell me coin flips are deciding games in overtime. Strategy and execution does." Now, what he didn't tell you, of those 163 overtime games, regular season and playoffs, is that where only 35 of the 163 were decided by touchdowns on the first possession of overtime, is that actually in the postseason there have been 11 overtime games. And the team that won the coin toss won 10 of them. and lost once. The team that lost were the New Orleans Saints on Conference Championship Sunday a few years ago, in that very controversial game where there was the egregious pass interference call that wasn't called against the Rams. The game went to overtime. The Saints won the coin toss but lost on a Greg Zuerlein 57-yard field goal, and the Rams went on to that Super Bowl where they lost to the Patriots 13-3. So, Riddick, you know, conveniently didn't mention that the overtime response in the playoffs has been a far different response. There's just have been more situations in overtime where the team that won the coin toss won. Now, why would that be? It could be complete coincidence, but it also could be the fact that when you get into the postseason, you've got the best quarterbacks typically in the postseason, and you're not involving teams playing overtime games in the regular season that are terrible, you know, that tied at 17-17 or 13-13. You know, but you're talking about teams that are much better and much more capable, especially on offense, more times than not, as we saw. You know, the game Sunday, the truth is that in the moment, I did think that the coin toss was significant, didn't you? Didn't most of you think that in that game where the defenses were gassed at the end and we'd seen 25 points scored in less than 2 minutes, that the coin toss was rather critical, that the team that won it, that either Josh Allen or Pat Mahomes was going to take their team down the field and score a touchdown and win? It was, in that moment, it seemed as important as any in that particular game. And I also would say, as he clears his throat, I would also say that I think as much as any game we've ever watched, we didn't want to see just one team possess the football. So, there are lots of different possibilities, and Bill Barnwell writes extensively, as he always does, on ESPN.com about, you know, there will be and should be a long look at changing overtime rules in this offseason. You know, and he says some of the things that I think we all feel and that I just said, that nobody wanted that game to end on one possession. Everybody wanted to see Josh Allen get another chance. And, you know, a lot of the reaction has been, well, stop them, Buffalo. Well, you know, try to stop them, Buffalo. That's Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. Just like, try to stop them, Kansas City, had Buffalo won the coin toss with the way that game had gone. Here are the potential suggestions that Bill Barnwell has put out there that perhaps the league may consider. Because he seems to believe that the league is going to take a long look at changing the overtime rules this offseason off of that game Sunday. So he writes, first of all, deciding the first possession of overtime before the end of regulation, which was, by the way, part of the Chiefs' proposal. The NFL could choose to forego the overtime coin toss altogether and assign the opening possession of overtime to the team that wins the pregame coin toss or to the home team. All right, so that's one or the other. Either the team that wins the coin toss has the choice from the beginning of the game, or the home team gets it. By doing so, both teams will know who possesses the ball first in overtime before the game begins, and that could inform some of their late game regulation decisions. I don't think this would have impacted Sunday's game, he writes, but it might encourage some teams that know they're not getting the ball to start overtime to go for two after scoring a late touchdown in regulation as opposed to kicking an extra point and heading into overtime. Yeah, it would not have been applicable on Sunday because you didn't have teams tying the game or down seven scoring a touchdown with the option to go for two and the lead. You know, you went from 26-21 to 29-26 to 33-29 to 36-33 to 36-36. So it would not have actually impacted that particular game's strategy, late game strategy. That's option one. I am not interested in that option at all. option number two. And let me just explain why. I don't want late game strategy to be determined based on home team or initial coin toss winner. I want football played like football is played. You know, I don't want gimmicks. I don't want, you know, certainly the college rule, and especially the latest version of the college rule, where after the second overtime, they go to the two-point conversions. I mentioned it yesterday, but I think the Illinois-Penn State game was honestly one of the worst endings to a really good game and a major sporting event I have ever seen. I expect college will do away with that. I think, like, it was really cute to come up with that idea, and it's for safety reasons, etc. But when they actually saw it through nine overtimes, they understood what a mockery of the game it was. I expect college to go back to just what it was before. You know, after the second overtime, you're then forced to go for two if you score a touchdown, but that possession starts at the 25. I hate that rule anyway. And the NFL, just so you know, has never considered and won't ever consider the college rule. For those of you that love it, it's the NFL. They understand we're not, you know, playing on a 25-yard field, you know, without, you know, special teams involved. We're playing football. We're not holding a three-point shooting contest to decide the game. Now, Barnwell writes, the second option the NFL may consider is playing out the full 15-minute overtime. He writes, there's no way the league would consider playing a full fifth quarter in the regular season out of player safety concerns. But doing so in the playoffs would give teams a chance to decide games in the closest comparable way to regulation football. This would be the best solution for fans, but I wonder whether players would be comfortable adding a significant amount of action to the postseason. Well, you know, to me, this makes a lot of sense, and I'll circle back to it in it in a moment, because I think this is the one that the NFL will consider. He then says that there's the possibility of playing to 8 points. He said, I like some combination of the 15-minute overtime and the idea of playing to a number. If we do first team to 8 points wins, we're making it exceedingly difficult but not impossible for a team to win on its opening drive. If the coin toss winner scores a touchdown, it could seal the game by converting a two-pointer. This would reduce the chances of a team winning on the opening possession of the game by 50%. If it fails, of course, the opposing team could win by scoring a touchdown and getting its own two-pointer. This could turn out to be a disaster if either team can score, though, and there would have to be some rule about ending the game with sudden death after the 15-minute overtime. And then lastly, Barnwell writes about a proposal called Spot and Choose. The Ravens apparently pitched this overtime rule in March, and it could be, Barnwell writes, the future of overtime. In this scenario, the overtime kickoff is eliminated, and one team gets to choose the yard line from which overtime will begin. The other team then gets to decide whether it will begin overtime on offense or defense. In this game, I don't think spot and choose would have been helpful because these two teams were so dominant on offense. It's possible that the Bills would have taken the ball at their own 1 yard line and trusted Allen to drive for a winning touchdown, something that isn't true for the vast majority of offenses and the vast majority of overtimes. There are never going to be perfect overtime rules for every single type of game, which is the reality of football. There was no good way for this classic to come to an end, but there probably were better ways than the way we saw. I think I kind of remember this Ravens spot and choose idea about overtime. I think maybe we discussed it over the summer at some point. You know, you. By the way, how would this work? Well, the team that wins the toss would get to choose the yard line or the ball. So, you know, in that game on Sunday, if you won the toss, you were going to take the ball. And then the other team was going to say 1 yard line. Anyway, I don't think that's a possibility. He seems to think it is. I don't. I'll tell you the one I like and why I've come around on the overtime rule in just the last 24 hours when we return. I want to know what you think, too. We'll open up phone lines at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Our BetQL listener lines are open. What do you want the overtime situation to be? And really what we're talking about more than anything is the playoffs. That could be something that you think would be the same rule in the regular season, or you could do a regular season rule and a postseason rule. I'll give you my answer when we return. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're also on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.